I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. California Governor Gavin Newsom and the University of California system are going to battle against Donald Trump's sanctions on UCLA. UCLA has carefully avoided direct confrontation with the Trump administration for months, laying low, while East Coast private institutions, Harvard, Columbia, Brown, have agreed to negotiate Trump terms. The UCLA silence has ended as Newsom has entered uncharted territory, saying the state will sue. This came to a head after the Trump administration suspended $584 million in grants and demanded a $1 billion settlement. Backdrop. UCLA has announced it has settled a federal lawsuit with students who accused it of discrimination stemming from the university allowing pro-Palestinian protests on campus. It is paying more than $2 million to Jewish civil rights groups and millions more in legal fees. University leaders hailed the action as real progress to combat anti-Semitism. Their hope was to convince federal officials they had made nice with the Jewish communities. It has not worked. Newsom says the demand for $1 billion isn't about fighting anti-Semitism anymore.
Donald Trump today is trying to silence academic freedom. He's attacking one of the most important public institutions in the United States of America, one of the finest institutions of higher learning in the world. We will not be complicit.
And Trump has in fact said in the past he will rein in what he calls Marxist universities. He's attacked the system for some scholarships that focus on race or ethnicity and for endangering women by allowing men in sports, basically talking transgender. So what's at stake here? The UC system is by all accounts one of the leading scientific research institutions in the world. There is grave concern that grants will be cut to projects working on cancer, dementia treatments, and potential cures, and that the research will either cease or find private donors. There's concern that international students arriving for the new term will be told their grants and scholarships are being cut. So Trump doesn't like California or Newsom. Newsom and the majority of California voters don't like Trump. Harvard tried to fight back for a short while and got more funding cuts. Is the course that Newsom and the state is taking the right one? Does somebody need to fight back, or is this just a losing battle for now? What makes sense?